Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, if that's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait@npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can download the Wait Wait podcast. And now you can follow Carl and me and the rest of the Wait Wait crew on Twitter at twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Pooja from New York, New York.
Hey, Pooja, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a great name, Pooja. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
I like you already with that name. What do you do there in New York?
I work for Sesame Workshop, which are the folks that make Sesame Street.
Yeah.
What do
you
do? Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Are you felt?
No, I work on our international co-productions in India and Bangladesh.
Oh, so you do like the foreign versions of Sesame Street.
Yes, I
right.
do.
Well, welcome to our show, Pooja. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Once again, Carl Castle will recreate three quotes from this week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yep.
Here's your first quote.
Anyone in the White House ever hear of Photoshop?
That was a New York Daily News reporter saying a photo op earlier this week was not just terrifying, it was unnecessary. What was he referring to?
He was referring to a flyover in Lower Manhattan of a decoy Air Force One jet.
Exactly right, the Air Force One New York flyover. On Monday, a jet made up to look just like Air Force One, flanked by a fighter, flew low over Lower Manhattan, evoking memories of 9/11 and sparking panic. Not to worry, it was just a photo op. Mayor Bloomberg said he was furious. President Obama said it was a mistake. But people were like, why do we need, you know, pretty pictures of this airplane? What do they need them for? Well, it turns out that guests on Air Force One are all given little souvenir pamphlets with that photo of the plane. They needed a new one because the old one was so outdated in the old version of the Air Force One publicity photo. Air Force One is, in fact, a stagecoach. It's quite old. Because it was taken a long time ago. You see, the White House is also apparently worried that if the plane did not have a good image, Obama might choose to fly JetBlue to the G20. So you got to compete. Here is your next quote.
As any golfer who has watched his partner shank a short approach knows, it would be absurd to accept the suggestion that the resultant four-letter word uttered on the golf course describes sex or excrement.
That was Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens writing a dissent from the court's 5-4 decision this week about what?
Fleeting expletives on live television?
Exactly right. On your television specifically, I think they talked about you. Fleeting expletives, swearing on TV. In a 5-4 ruling, the court approved the FCC's right to fine broadcasters for swearing on live TV. At issue are the so-called fleeting expletives. These are those curse words that are blurted out, for example, at winners at award shows, sporting events. The acting chairman of the FCC said the court's decision should, quote, reassure parents that their children can still be protected from indecent material on the nation's airwaves. The ruling is a major setback for the planned Fox reality show, Changing Tires on a Busy Road with Rod Blagojevich and Rahm Emanuel.
That's good that they're protecting children from that language on television. They should learn it in schools like they're supposed
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Like we did.
Exactly. Precisely.
Back in the day.
Here is your last quote.
Four old broads still having sex lives. Who'd have thought it would ever have been made, let alone a hit?
That was an actress remembering her hit show, The Golden Girls. This actress died last Saturday at the age of 86. Who was it?
Bea Arthur.
Right. Bea Arthur. Born Bernice Frankel. Bea Arthur said she, quote, changed the Bernice almost as soon as I heard it. She had great success on both Broadway and television, winning both a Tony Award and two Emmys for roles in Maude and The Golden Girls. She said of her career, quote, after being in the business for such a long time, I've done everything but rodeo and porno, unquote. She wasn't being completely honest. We did a check on IMDb, and back in the early 80s, she did appear in a late-night movie on Cinemax called Bea Arthur's Cowpoke. Carl, how did Pooja do in our quiz?
Well, Pooja, you had three correct answers. That's perfect, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.